In a world that's always changing, staying informed is key. That's why you trust First News Now for your latest local news. When it comes to your finances, trust First United Bank for the solutions you need. Whether it's a checking account, home loan, savings goal, or business service, we're here to help you make smart financial decisions. This is Charlie Day, Market Manager at First United Bank, where our team always puts you first. Please stop by to see us today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 498-528.
Good Monday morning from Marion, Kentucky, and good morning, Rocket sports fans. It's homecoming week here in Crittenden County, and we have a few changes right off the bat to the schedule that you'll want to mark down, and we're going to walk through everything regarding homecoming week. But first, I'm going to explain what's happened. So KHSAA is short on referees. They have been for a few years, and it's not just in football. It's in all sports, particularly baseball and softball. Baseball is really struggling to get umpires. So if you're interested in being an umpire, you can let me know. I can put you in contact with the right folks to get signed up. I've even recruited a few umpires and referees in the past few years, and we need them. Anybody that is a sports fan, a high school sports fan, should be conscious of this situation. And that's what's caused a reshuffling of this week's homecoming festivities, because we were notified last week that our game will have to be played on Thursday. Our homecoming game here this week against Todd County Central will have to be played on Thursday night. Kickoff will be at 7 p.m. So this was homecoming week. You know, as always, the parade is on Thursday, and all the other stuff is set. So they've had to reshuffle the deck, and what's going on is it's going to start actually tonight, this evening, I should say, 5:30 p.m. At Rocket Arena. Some of the public affairs that will be going on for homecoming week. Of course, it's mostly for the students, but the community sure does get involved in it in many ways. But this evening will be the banana split eating contest. And again, that's 5:30 p.m. at Rocket Arena. On Wednesday, it's going to be parade day. Now, that's, again, quite unusual. It's church night. So a lot of thought went into this, trying to decide how they were going to do it, what day they were going to have it on, but they've settled on Wednesday, so October 1st, and at 4 o'clock, lineup will begin, and the parade will roll down Main Street in Marion starting at 5 p.m. The parade only lasts about 30 minutes, so you know you should be able to still make it to your church service on Wednesday evening. Thursday is the football game. Of course, the Rockets won last Friday night on the road down at Trigg County. I'll give you some more detail on that in just a moment. But homecoming festivities, pregame crowning of the king and queen, all that stuff begins an hour before kick. 30 minutes before kickoff. The game kicks off at 7, so if you want to see the homecoming court and the crowning of the queen, be there by 6:30 p.m. I would get there earlier. You know, it's always a big crowd on homecoming. Remember, you can park on the opposite side of the stadium where the old highway garage used to be. The lower parking lot, the normal parking lot, has been kind of fenced off because of the work at the new middle school, so difficult to find a place to park, but you can park on the other side of the football field. Of course, the homecoming dance. Oh, wait a minute. I forgot to tell you about the Powder Puff football game. That's, you know, that draws probably as big a crowd, honestly, as the boys' high school football game on homecoming week. But the Powder Puff football game will now be on Friday night, the typical football night. So that will begin at Rocket Stadium at 6 p.m. The freshmen and the seniors will play the first game, and then the sophomores and juniors will square off, and then they will have the championship game afterwards. And then the homecoming dance, now it has not been moved. It's the only part of homecoming that has not changed. It will be on Saturday, and it will begin at 8 p.m. and be over by 11 p.m. Let's take a break and hear from one of our sponsors, and we'll be right back in just a moment with more news and sports.
When your comfort's on the line, you don't want just anybody showing up at your door. You want neighbors you know and trust. That's why Hometown HVAC and Plumbing has you covered with two licensed technicians right here in Crittenden County. Whether it's heating, cooling, or plumbing, Hometown delivers expert service with a hometown touch. For trusted repairs and installation, call Hometown today at 270-388-0467. That's 270-388-0467. Hometown, where local service means everything.
I don't know how many of the folks out here in podcast land, our regular listeners, I don't know how many of you read the Crittenden Press. I hope all of you do. But if you don't, certainly grab last week's edition. You're certainly hearing it on your television, a number of folks opining about this tragic situation with Charlie Kirk and other national news happenings, just the way things are going, how our culture is changing, a whole lot of commentary going on right now, and we have a good bit of commentary in last week's newspaper. We have Chris Clark, our one of our regular columnists. He is a minister, has a ministry called Happy Trails. It's an equestrian ministry, and he has some interesting thoughts. And then our assistant Commonwealth attorney Wes Hunt wrote a very extensive op-ed piece, and it bears reading, all of it. And I wrote my column last week, and I want to take you a little bit inside of that opinion piece, and hopefully you'll go back and read those if you hadn't already. But this assassination of Charlie Kirk has shocked the country, but really, should it have? That's the question I have. You know, history tells us otherwise. You know, Abraham Lincoln was shot in a theater. President McKinley was killed at the World's Fair. Kennedy shot in a parade in Dallas. Dr. King assassinated on a motel balcony in Memphis. And, you know, every time we act like this is the unthinkable, yet violence has always and unfortunately been a part of America's story. In my column, I argue that this disbelief is no longer an option. You know, freedom is a beautiful gift, but it carries a steep, steep price. And right now, the breeding ground for unrest feels more fertile than ever. So the real question we have isn't whether violence can happen here, because we know that it does. It's whether we have the will to endure the cost of liberty and the courage to repair, listen, to repair its excesses. The question is, do we have the guts to put guardrails on our freedoms, on our freedom of speech? You know, those are very heady questions, and I kind of look at that, and you know, you can join me with wrestling with this and what that fully means for us in my column in the Crittenden Press. Now, something that we learned about late last week is making the news over the weekend and early this week. The Meals on Wheels, as they call it, it's the meals delivered to the homes of senior citizens who maybe can't get out. They don't have a way to get to the grocery store, or and they don't have family nearby. But there's a program that's been feeding a number of local senior citizens. So it's being cut due to some lack of funding. The Pennyroyal Area Development District and Pennyroyal Allied Community Services made this announcement jointly again late last week that beginning on Wednesday, there will be no longer meals delivered to these seniors in Crittenden County and other counties, for that matter, around us. This is not something just in Crittenden County, but so tomorrow, Tuesday, will be the last day. If you're signed up for these home-delivered meals, tomorrow will be your last day to get one. You know, this is going to affect about 32 people in Crittenden County, these home deliveries. But then also what's being canceled this week, and this was already in the hopper, they knew it was coming before this latest round of notices to cut the home delivery meals, but they've known that beginning on October 1st, that they would no longer be selling carry-out meals at the senior center. I shouldn't say selling, giving away these meals. I think if you go by there, you can actually, if you're not a senior citizen, you can pay a couple of dollars or whatever it is and have a meal with them. It's more than that. But nonetheless, I believe that's right. Don't hold me exactly to that. This pickup, or what they call curbside, you know, they do about 15 of those a day over at the senior center. Of course, it's over on North Walker Street, just kind of catty cornered from Foes Hall across the street there. And you know, there's people who still eat in. You can go to the senior center if you qualify as a senior citizen. You can go by the senior center and eat 5 days a week, and as long as you eat in. But again, you can't carry it out anymore after tomorrow, and you can't sign up for the Meals on Wheels program. What I've talked to Jason Vincent, who is the executive director of the PAD, the Area Development District there, which is headquartered in Hopkinsville, and he tells me that statewide $10 million is the shortfall left in Kentucky and in this region, in the Pennyroyal region. $1.5 million has been cut, so they're not going to get that money, and they have to cut this Meals on Wheels program, and it's a shame. And what they're trying to do is figure out a way to come up with some more money. So, you know, the plan is going to resume for some people. Now, listen closely on this. The plan's going to resume on October 15th. So about 2 weeks, deliveries will return. But what's going to happen is they are going to have a team who reassesses everyone who gets a meal. And the most needed individual, the individual, excuse me, with the most need will still be able to get meals. Now, it's going to also be trimmed back to 3 days a week instead of 5 days a week. So that's going to mean that probably around 300 fewer meals will be served region-wide, but they're still going to have some folks who are going to be able to get them. And if you are one of those people who gets a meal, right now there's about 750 in the region that get it. So they're cutting about 60% out. And if you're one of those folks, you will be contacted soon and reassessed. And if you still qualify, they'll be bringing you a meal. But again, there's going to be a lot fewer who are getting it, so it's going to be tougher to qualify. But This program is paused and then temporarily, and some will not be able to resubscribe, so to speak. So unfortunate situation there, and we'll keep an eye on that. You can read more about it in this week's Crittenden Press. But we'll be right back after another word from our sponsors.
Are you hungry for slow-cooked, fall-off-the-bone flavor? Stop by Marion Pit Barbecue, a local legend serving up mouth-watering barbecue for over 40 years. From juicy ribs and chicken to our famous pulled pork, Marion Pit Barbecue offers big portions and even bigger value 7 days a week. On Tuesday and Friday, try our loaded smoked potato. Wednesday and Saturday, hickory smoked ribs. And Thursday and Sunday, barbecue chickens. Marion Pit Barbecue, located on South Main Street in Marion. Come hungry, leave happy. Don't forget the sauce.
You know, I'm looking at my sports calendar here, and I assume these games are still going to be played, even though they've reshuffled some of this homecoming stuff. But on the schedule, soccer is set to host St. Mary tonight, and the volleyball team is set to host Madisonville. I'm assuming, again, these are going on. And then tomorrow, on Tuesday, Paducah Tillman is coming here for a soccer match. Now, in local football action over the weekend or Friday night down at Trigg County, the Rockets improved to 1-1 in district play and 3-3 overall with a victory over Trigg County. It was a tough win, 33-24 final score, but the game was really back and forth and really close the entire way until till the juice was on the loose. Juice, the nickname of senior running back Trey Taylor, who he's about 5'8", 150 pounds, and he came up really big. He loomed the largest man on the field. He was the largest man on the field after scoring a touchdown, you know, in the last few minutes of that football game, and really just sealed the deal. And it was an incredible play. It was kind of a desperation. It's fourth down. Crittenden was 4th and 10 from their Trigg County 20-yard line, and they flushed quarterback Quinn Summers out of the pocket. Trigg's pass rush did, and he rolls his right, and he kind of finds Juice Taylor on the sideline there, out in the flat, open. And Juice has to jump up and catch the ball and almost trips and falls down there. It's way, you know, he's really probably about 2 yards in front of the line of scrimmage at that point. But then he breaks a tackle there, cuts back in the middle field, and two or three of those big old Trigg guys try to bring him down. And I don't know how he got out of it. They talk about how slippery he is all the time, and that was a perfect illustration of his abilities. But anyway, Juice finished up that game with 70 yards rushing. And, you know, Quinn Summers had a great game. He rushed for 153 yards. Of course, that included a long touchdown run he had. But that's the most we've had a guy rush for in a long time. I'd have to get Andy Hunt to tell me exactly how long. Nonetheless, Rockets, a great win, and they'll play Todd County Central this week, and again, another district game. So that's going to be a wrap. I took a lot of time up today, but a lot going on in Marion and Crittenden County, and we'll catch you a little later in the week. And so for now, this is Chris Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press.